can rewind it. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. You can rewind it. You can rewind it. We gon' take it back to the future, over the top. E.T. Gremlins, RoboCop. Bring it back a couple minutes to when I was 10. Dusting off my favorite movies, gonna watch them again. Then VHS, yeah, we'll give it a crack. Do they hold up? Are they totally whack? Brock and Alexa, give it a play. Tell you to rewind it, throw it away.
Hello and welcome to You Can Rewind It. This is the show where we watch our favorite movies from our childhood. Then we discuss, dissect, and decide, do we still like them, and would we rewind them and watch them again? I am Alexa.
I am Brock.
And today's movie is...
1993, rated PG, The Sandlot.
Yes, we have been asked to do this movie for a while now. Well, people were just kind of offended that you had not seen the movie.
I love sports movies. So, yeah, people be like, oh, you know, like Sandlot. Oh, I've never seen it. You've never seen Sandlot? Like, blasphemy. How dare you? So,
this that is was a just movie. Me. Imagine what everyone else said.
I know. No. So, I was like actually excited to watch this because, again, it's sports kind of movie. Baseball.
Baseball starting up again.
Yeah. Would you like a synopsis for this movie?
Yes.
In the summer of 1962, a new kid in town is taken under the wing of a young baseball prodigy and his rowdy team, resulting in many adventures.
Mm-hmm. Are they technically a team, really? They're just kind of like buds.
Yeah, a little neighborhood crew.
Yeah.
Well, that crew is Scotty Smalls, who's played by Tom Geary, who was in Mystic River, Black Hawk Down, U-571, Smalls is
cute.
Yes, so cute. But when you meet him, he's got the worst hat with like a giant bill on the front and a plastic glove.
Yeah, that glove was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah, I actually kind of broke my heart, felt for the kid. It's like, oh, you're one of those guys that...
He's not the one who bought the plastic glove.
No, his grandma bought it for him.
Mm-hmm. She probably didn't know any better.
Well, then you got the prodigy, who kind of cares for Smalls, and that's Benjamin Franklin Rodriguez, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's played by Mike Vitar. He was in the Mighty Ducks. Well, he's in D2 and D3.
Okay.
D1. Mm. And he was the only kid in the cast that knew how to play ball before the movie.
Wow.
Kind of showed, didn't it?
Yeah. No, he looked like a natural.
And then you have the odd looking, kind of cute, kind of goofy fat kid, the catcher. It's Hamilton Ham Porter, and that's Patrick Renna. You would know him from The Big Green, the soccer movie.
Yeah, I remember The Big Green.
And Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law. God, he was in that. Yes, the brother, little brother and son-in-law.
Then you got Squints. Michael Poulidoris, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But played by Chauncey Leopardi, who was in Casper and a movie we did a podcast on.
Mm.
Father of the Bride.
He was?
He was Cameron.
Oh, the remember friend.
Cameron won't eat?
Yeah, don't worry, Dad. Cameron won't eat anything. He promised not to eat anything. You have to count him. I never would have recognized him, but yeah, that's funny.
And then you got Alan McLennan, played by Marty York. Really, this is it for him. This is his real role. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. And you always start, not always, but most times start a sentence with, and we could do this and this. Like, you know, I say, to start a sentence. So, like, that's really cool.
Well, and once he got the nickname, he had to stick with it.
It's just a phase. He's got to go through the rest of life. Yeah. Why do they call you I don't know.
Yeah.
Then you have Kenny DeNunzia. DeNunez. Sorry, DeNunez.
Okay, DeNunez.
And played by Brandon Adams, who was in The People Under the Stairs and Mighty Ducks. And he is wearing the hat that I would die for.
I do recognize him from Mighty Ducks. Did you say Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize him from Mighty Ducks.
But he's wearing a Kansas City Monarchs hat, mm-hmm. and I would die to have that hat.
Okay, note to self, get Brock the hat.
Note to self, they're very expensive.
Oh, never mind.
Well, if you get like an authentic as you can.
Huh. It looked pretty simple, so I'm thinking like homemade project.
So that's the problem, you're just assuming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to make me a homemade hat. This is going to suck.
I just get like a plain black hat and put some stuff on there.
Man, Father's Day is going to really suck this year.
Yeah, Father's Day. Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's either you scarring my legs or getting me. Yeah, yeah. Then you got Bertram Grover Weeks, played by Grant Gelt, who was an Avalon. And Tommy Repeat Timmons, played by Shane Obadzinski, who was in My Girl and Matinee. And then, of course, his brother in the movie, Tommy Timmons, played by Victor DiMaggio.
I really like the brother.
Because he just repeat everything.
Oh, my gosh.
And you always knew a kid like that.
Oh, man. How annoying if that was your brother and he just repeated everything you said.
The older brother acted like he was good with it. Like, yeah. This is what he does. This is his thing.
Well, you would, if you had someone doing that, you would always know, like, if you said something dumb, because it'd be repeated back to you. Like, oh.
Yeah, but what if you just said something? Oh, kiss my butt, Ma. What did you say? Kiss my butt, Ma.
Oh, then he'd get in trouble because he'd be the last one to say it.
You just pointed at him. He said it.
I really liked that character. I thought that was really funny.
Well, the older brother, Timmons, again, Victor DiMaggio, but he was in your favorite movie of all time. He's also in Turner and Hooch, but...
He was in Grease 2?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cool as Ice.
I've never seen that in my life.
The Vanilla Ice movie.
I'm not seen it.
Don't. It's a guilty pleasure, I get it, but you're proud. Come on, deep down. No?
Never seen it.
And then you have, of course, Bill, the stepfather of Smalls, played by Dennis Leary, who was in Demolition Man, the TV show Rescue Me, he was in Ice Age.
Saturday Night Live?
No. He was on there, but he was never a cast member, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
But I know him from stand-up, and I know he's a diehard Boston fan, so I thought it was funny when I read... He hates the Yankees, but yet he's got to be this big Yankees fan that, like, worships, you know, Ruth. I kind of like that. It's a little... That's what you get from being a Red Sox fan. Of course, I don't like Yankees either. You have the mom, Karen Allen, who was in the Indiana Jones movies, Starman, Animal House, Scrooged. And as soon as I saw her, I knew. I'm like, I know this lady. But I could not place her for a second. Indiana Jones.
I didn't recognize her one bit.
And then, of course, Mr. Myrtle.
But I liked her.
Yeah, she's great. And then you got Mr. Myrtle, played by James Earl Jones.
I did not see that coming at all.
This is CNN.
I did not see James Earl Jones' part happening, but that's for later, I guess.
Well, he was in the movie... what? You got anything?
He didn't write anything down?
Yeah, so he's the voice of CNN. He was in a movie I want to do a podcast on.
Okay.
But you won't let me.
Oh, okay.
Soul Man.
Oh, he was?
Yep. He was Mufasa in Lion King.
Star Wars.
Darth Vader. Yeah. And he was the king in Coming to America.
And he was a bunch of other things. I mean, he's been
It's James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Also in Field of Dreams.
Awesome, amazing voice of James Earl Jones. Yeah.
And then the last one, I got a name. She was in Planet Terror, Never Been Kissed, Well Boy. It wasn't that. I just really enjoyed the character of Wendy. And that was Marley Shelton. The girl that Squint makes the pass on.
Yeah.
So, did you see this movie, like, all the way through before this?
I did.
Watch.
I don't remember when, but I know I did. And I saw it at, like, some kind of event. Like, that's the movie they were showing. So, it wasn't in the theater, but it was somewhere where I watched it with a bunch of people. And I remember I liked it, but I never, like, thought, oh, I want to see that again. Not because I didn't like it, just because, I don't know.
So, I'd never seen the whole thing. Probably seen about 10 minutes. And, like 5 minutes here, 3 minutes here, 2 minutes here, and that's about it.
Okay.
But, again, you would think this movie would be one for me. Yeah. One that I would have loved, but...
Mm-hmm. Just in...
I think when it came out, I was at a certain age. Mm. Like, I think maybe I believed it to be more juvenile.
Than what?
Like, well, just like, oh, this is a kid's movie. So,
oh, okay. You saw it as a kid's movie. Yeah.
It's like Little Rascals. You know, they did the remake of Little Rascals. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I saw it. So I think I passed on it.
Hmm.
And I don't know why I've resisted all these years. So I'm glad we finally stepped out to watch it.
You're stubborn man.
Finally breaking down. So in the movie, you start with meeting Smalls.
Yep.
And that baseball player, he's has no business on the field, but he, you know, new to town. He's got a stepfather that he's still kind of feeling out, it seemed like. Does he call him Dad or Bill?
Right. I thought that, I want to say, I love the storytelling and the narrating.
Yes.
It was a very neat way. And I love everything that's kind of told in like a flashback form. I just really seem to like those movies.
When narration is done right, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
For me, just my opinion. And they did a great job with the early 60s, like the buildings, the cars, the products.
Yeah, you felt like you were there.
Yeah.
You saw it. I think that he is adorable.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you know, to teach a beginner is very hard. Because especially if it's something that you already know and it kind of comes natural to you. Because I remember trying to teach the girls how to roller skate. And it's like, well, it's easy. Like, and they were struggling so much. And I could not, in my mind, think of how to teach them to do something that I already knew how to do.
Yeah.
And that I thought, I learned as a kid, and I thought this should come as, like, second nature to them. So when you see him trying to throw a ball, and you think, well, that's easy to throw, when he can't do it, it's like, oh. And then they have to try to show him, and he's terrible.
Well, you don't know.
His stepdad tries to show him.
He doesn't know the foot placement, but I love when he's throwing with the stepdad, and he picks it up, and he runs it over and puts it in his glove, and then when he's at the sandlot, he does it.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, looks. He can't get his feet situated, so he just runs into the pitcher.
I felt that way with the golf ball before. I would just want to pick it up and throw it. I have way better luck. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, I could see, like, how he'd be embarrassed to even go out there. But he was lucky that he found Benny.
I say, the world needs more Bennies.
Mm-hmm.
Benny is, like, a stand-up guy. He obviously is way above these guys in size, talent, looks, wisdom. Like, he's just, he's everything you'd want a friend to be.
Yeah, and I like when you see a character like that, because a lot of times when you're seeing, like, a guy that has that much going for him, as far as, like, he's a nice-looking guy, he's athletic, they're a jerk.
Yeah.
You see the jerk side. And you don't see that there actually are guys that are, like, good people that have all those skills as well.
Yeah.
Like, I remember you telling me about a guy that made impression on you.
I've never played football in my life. And in 7th grade, I go to junior high. And for us, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And the 9th graders were jerks. Mm-hmm. I mean, on, like, the Friday before the start of school, which was Monday... There's a big party at school, and the parents show up, and it's like people are like meeting teachers and meeting students. One of my friends got drug into the bathroom and got a swirly.
Oh, no. That was always the big fear, to get a swirly.
But his mom was right there. Like, it was just like, no one is safe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very undersized at this time. I'm very undersized, like probably 4'9".
Mm-hmm.
I'm only.
Well, you know, I've seen the photos.
I'm only 11 years old, but anyway, I get my pads, and these pads are bigger than me, and I'm trying to get them into my locker, and they don't fit.
Mm.
And a 9th grade kid, and again, they're torturing us, like always, you know, almost like catcalling, you know, like just intimidating you.
You thought you were getting ready to get swirly?
No, I didn't even see him coming, but he just walked up, and he's like, "Hey, bud, let me help you with that." And he's like, "If you kind of tilt it this way, if you do this, it'll go in real easy." And he's like, "All right," and he like patted me on the back, and that was it. But it was like. Not everyone's jerks.
Right. Right.
It made an impression on me that maybe I should be a nicer guy. It didn't work, but it did make a slight impression.
So you didn't pay it forward ever?
No, heck no.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, it's just, it's so much easier to be the nice guy. It's just rare that it happens.
Mm.
For some reason, people just want to be jerked. So Benny being the good guy just makes you love him that much more.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't have to, he gets small. Small as a glove when his glove pops. He gives him the hat because he's wearing that goofy fishing hat with the 4-foot bill hanging off the front.
And he stands up for him when the other kids...
Yeah, they all start laughing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to call BS. Not that this movie's told by a narrator who was a character, so it's seen through the eyes of a child. But I'm going to call BS on the, you raise your glove up, I'll do my best to get it there.
Mm-hmm. You're doubting the skills of Benny?
Yes.
You are?
With a wooden bat, just pop right in your glove from about 280 feet away.
Well,
which, by the way,
I'm sorry that none of the kids you knew were as talented as Benny.
I guess not. So, inside joke that we're not talking about because I'm not saying his name.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I got to tell you, there is no better sound for me. As a kid, I just loved summer. No school,
mm-hmm.
a lot of sports, which I loved, like baseball.
As an adult, hate summer, no school. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
But the sound of the baseball off the wooden bat, that mm-hmm. pop, is mm-hmm. such just a beautiful sound. And it's like, spring is here. We're getting ready to ramp up for summer. It's mm-hmm. all coming now.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sound. I've been to batting practice. When I was growing up, we had a major league team where I'm from,
mm-hmm.
the Rangers.
Right.
And just to hear, you go to batting practice and you would hear that pop, pop, pop. And it's just, I love that sound.
If you lived in that neighborhood, you think you'd try to be on the Sandlot team?
I would have been Benny's mentor. Thank you very much.
You probably would have been some of those snobby dudes that drive up on their bikes.
Hey, we got uniforms.
We're on the real team. That's probably you.
Well, let's get real.
We've already put you in Cobra Kai.
Well, your left fielder's got a plastic glove.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You already said you were country club.
Tennis club.
Which is not, that part's not even true.
And something that's unfortunate, mm-hmm. I do have some mean humor, but it's never to your face.
Okay.
It's behind your back. Fantastic. So you don't know.
That's
what you don't know
so
can't
good.
Hurt you.
That's so good.
So out of the guys, you notice you got 8 players. But for me, you really got Squints, you got Ham, and you got Benny.
Hmm.
Everyone else is kind of secondary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Squints.
Mm-hmm.
Funny?
Yeah.
He's just goofy enough looking to make it so funny. And the way he's just so in love
mm-hmm.
with the lifeguard, Wendy.
Again, harebrained ideas to impress women.
He can't swim. He dives off
so he can get CPR. He's willing to risk life and limb, again, to impress someone he doesn't know.
But here's what I like, though. She jumps in.
I just have to say that in every podcast.
She jumps in, grabs the Squids, pulls him out of the pool. 2 male lifeguards come over,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, everyone move, I'm going to do CPR.
Mm-hmm.
That plan could have backfired so easily.
I know, right?
One of the dudes are like, I got this. I got bigger lung capacity.
Don't you worry, Wendy. Step back.
Squints would have been destroyed.
Yeah, and I felt bad. They got kicked out of the pool for the whole summer. Even the friends, too, they weren't even in on it.
But his smile, when it's revealed that he was, she's doing CPR, and they're like, come on, Squint. Come on, Squint. And then when his eyes open, he gets that just toothy grin. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Yeah, the pool scene was pretty funny. It's funny to see those old bathing suits, too.
Yeah, the 60s bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
So, the famous line that everyone knows from the movie,
mm-hmm.
I did not realize was said multiple times.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No.
I thought it was said one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick Renna, funny.
Yeah, he's funny.
Ham. I don't remember them calling him Ham all that much.
Ham? I don't remember. I don't remember either.
But I loved... He just had the funny lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, he plays the kind of catcher that you think about
The trash talker?
Yeah, the trash talker.
How's your wife and my kids? Mm-hmm. Oh, that didn't work with Sandlot.
No, but, I mean, he had some good ones.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Bull Durham, where he's trying to get in their heads. And
I mean, is that true? Do people really do that?
I've had catchers talk, you know, back in the day, but it was never like that. No, never like, flies undone. But they'd be like, no, they'd be like, you're out of the batter's box. Now you're looking down, huh?
Your back foot's out. People do that, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Professionals, though?
You know, honestly, I think most professionals are friends now. Mm-hmm. Or for the most part. You always see the guy hitting first base, mm-hmm. and then he's talking to the first baseman. And he goes to second, talking to the second short. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But it does make for a better movie.
If any professional catchers are listening and they want to email us...
Robinson Trinos, this goes out to you.
YouCanRewind@gmail.com. Yeah, so that, I thought that part was pretty cool. The 4th of July was neat, where they played at night.
Love that.
The firework, the light of the fireworks. Cool, they're having a block party.
Yeah.
And kind of reminded me of, because you're like, oh, there's a lot of fireworks. Our neighborhood, where fireworks aren't even legal, has the biggest fireworks show ever, from people driving up to Wyoming and buying, I don't even know how much money, spending on fireworks and just doing the show. Like, we don't even have to go anywhere.
Yeah, these are not, like, just your average, oh, you know, he spent a couple hundred bucks on fireworks. No, I'm talking, like, each shot is, like, probably $2,000.
I mean, I don't know.
Shaking the house.
I mean, I do worry my house is going to catch on fire, but... Other than that, very enjoyable.
These are not going nearly high enough for the amount of charge coming out.
Yeah. Anyway, it just would be neat, I think, to be out there. But you're right, the fireworks lasted a long time.
Okay, and it was constant. Mm-hmm. Like the finale of Annie. Just bam, 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 bam.
But it was neat.
You thought it was the Beijing Olympic opening ceremony.
And like you pointed out, it was told from the kids' point of view, so
everything
was bigger.
Everything seems, yes. Mm-hmm. Everything's the dog, Hercules. He's mm-hmm. that much bigger. He's legendary.
Right.
And so I wanted to say, you always have that neighborhood lore, the tales of the mm-hmm. evil house. Or the evil dog, or the real mean old man.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that still happens today. Because we all always just played outside. Mm-hmm. Our kids don't do that nearly as much as right. we do.
Well, you couldn't hit the ball out. You didn't want to hit a home run over there.
Yeah, not to left field.
Kind of like in co-ed softball, where it's an out. You don't want to hit it over the fence.
That doesn't stop me, does it?
So, yeah. Or else that dog.
Hercules.
What did you think of the part where they were trying to get the ball?
Okay. The contraptions, mm-hmm. the harebrained ideas, funny. Mm-hmm. I can still see why I thought it was kind of like Little Rascals,
mm-hmm.
but obviously more mature, a little more adult humor to it than Little Rascals being a family movie. But loved it. Loved the erector sets they were using. Loved the Wheaties box.
Vacuum.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the Wheaties box.
Loved the ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they can't go knock on the door because that's the mean old man.
Yeah. And it was the ball. It was the Babe Ruth.
So every time there was a ball, you know, we'd get another ball. Don't have a ball, Smalls, who knows nothing about mm-hmm. Babe Ruth, which he's already proven he knows nothing. Didn't know he was the great Bambino. The Sultan of Swat. Mm-hmm. The Colossus of Clout.
Right.
George Herman Ruth, by the
right,
way.
Right, right. Didn't know, but knew that his...
Yeah, just went and grabbed the ball because he was going to play with it.
Stepfather had a ball. He knew it was important. He knew it was his ball. So that's why he was nervous when it went over, and he's like, I've got to get it, even before he found out exactly how valuable it was.
Well, and he had to get the ball because Benny hit the guts out mm-hmm. of the ball. That's what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the guts
out of the ball. Anyone do that?
I've seen the guts of a baseball. I've seen someone do that mm-hmm. after the ball was coming completely apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because if you could pull that off where you hit the ball... and, like, the core actually came out,
mm-hmm.
Yes, you'd be legendary. Your name would be remembered forever.
Kind of like getting a hole in one.
No, I'd say way more rare than that, because your dad got a hole in one. He's never done hit the skin off a baseball.
Yeah, I know. Good job, Dad. Good job. Well, I was also thinking about that you, Brock, have a ball from Babe. A signed Babe ball.
Okay, so this is something we just thought of during the movie watching experience. I have a signed ball. Signed by Babe. Mm-hmm. The Babe.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not Ruth. It's the third string ex-Cowboy quarterback Babe Laufenberger.
Yeah.
To the point where my daughter, who
was like...
If you
don't know who that is, you can Google him.
Yeah, if you don't know who he is, you're not like a diehard Cowboy fan, so you're good.
He does announcing now for the Cowboys. He works for the Cowboys now.
But my dad got it at some charity event or whatever, and but my daughter was like six, and she's like, Daddy, I want to throw the football. And I was like, let's go. And it's like, wow, crud, our real football is all flat and old. Hey, I got this Babe Laufenberger signed football. So when I saw the Babe Ruth ball, that's what I
could think of. I love how you were like, why was I holding on to that ball not playing with its Babe Laufenberg?
It's, you know, what value was I going to get from a third string quarterback who never did much in his career? He's a great guy, but...
Yeah, so I have a Babe ball.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, value-wise, maybe not so much, but I think the Laufenberger football is worth $17.99. The football itself is $19.99. Autograph took it down $2. Okay, so anyway, back to the ball. But yeah, of course, the ball he grabs is a Babe Ruth autograph ball, and after Benny hit the guts, they saw that as an omen. They thought a good thing, not a bad omen, which was Smalls gets his first home run on a ball autographed by Babe Ruth. That goes into where the beast is. And of course, the guys are like, he's like, no, it's important to my dad. It was signed by some lady. Mm-hmm. I love that. He's like, I don't know, baby Ruth or something like that. And they're like, Babe Ruth?
It was a cool story about how we got the ball. And just that this relationship's already kind of, you know.
It's very awkward. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't think Bill's a bad guy, but I don't think in 62 stepfathers were just hugging kids maybe as much as they do today.
Right.
Well, men in general.
Right.
But loved it almost as much as I love the carnival scene.
Oh my gosh, the carnival scene.
Go to the carnival and then...
Glad I wasn't eating when that happened.
They get a hold of some tobacco. Ugh. Some plug, some chew.
That makes me like nauseous just thinking about this.
Well, you see it coming because they're all pounding their mouth. And by the way, he's like, what do you do? Maybe someone should also said, don't swallow. That is a big key.
I mean, I would have thrown up now, like at my age now, not as a kid, just being on that ride. I can't do those. I can't do those spinny rides. I used to love them, and now I cannot do them.
So they get on the ride with their chew tobacco in the mouth, the chow. Of course, it is a spin. You see it coming. They don't hold back on the... there's some gratuitous vomit.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's hidden, people. And it's all over them.
I always had that fear that someone's going to puke on me.
I've never considered it before, but now I will.
A kid threw up on my arm on the bus one time, and I was traumatized.
How do I not know this story?
I don't know, but I was so upset.
So
threw up right here on my arm. So even though that part was funny, it makes my stomach churn just thinking about it. So if that's what they were going for, then they succeeded.
So talking about them getting the ball back. They destroy those three vacuums and a treehouse. It was very, again...
In his mind, though.
Exactly. How realistic is it really? Was that scene? Because it's, again, told from what a child saw.
Right.
And now the man's reflecting years later back on it.
Retelling it. Yeah. That part was cute because you could pretty much say whatever goes because The kid's telling it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Benny finally gets the courage after meeting Babe Ruth, which...
After meeting Babe Ruth...
Benny decides to jump over the fence to get the ball.
Oh, uh-huh.
But he meets Babe Ruth in, in his room. He's dreaming.
Oh, that's right. The dream. Okay, okay. I was like, when did he meet Babe Ruth?
A little odd. Didn't fit as much. But whatever.
Babe Ruth gives him the courage.
But Benny jumps the fence. And I really thought the dog was going to like want to play fetch. Because he was kind of watching. And I thought, he just wants to play.
Yeah.
This is cool. No.
Yeah.
They end up knocking down the fence. And he chases Benny.
Yeah, he breaks his chain.
Throughout the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
Through like a theater.
Mm-hmm. Someone's Founders Day party.
Is that what a theater was in 1962?
Well, I don't know. It looked like they were in a gym.
Okay, because it's like fold chairs.
Yeah,
okay. Right. But then makes it all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ball, Benny. They get the dog kind of trapped.
Uh-huh.
The ball's destroyed. It is wet. It is bitten into.
Mm-hmm.
And... they have to tell Mr. Myrtle.
The fence fell.
Yes, your dog broke the chain, and your fence is kind of gone in the back now. And of course, they're scared because this is the mean old man, Mr. Mm-hmm. Myrtle.
Well, can I just say he helped the dog. He helped the beast.
Yes. Oh, I love when Smalls. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And then he turns, and the dog's right there. And his
love
face
that.
When he turned was so good. And
love
then,
that
and
scene.
And then the dog licks him. So sweet. Yeah, and then you're right. They have to go tell him.
Which I thought was pretty good. The boys owned up to him, like, look, here you go. Mm-hmm. He brings them in, and they find out. It looks like he's a massive baseball fan. He's got memorabilia everywhere. But he keeps, every time they say something about the ball and Babe, he keeps saying, oh, George signed that, huh, George? Because Babe Ruth was George Herman Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And then... he realizes, like, look, I'll make you deal. I'll trade you. Your chewed up, nasty looking ball, or the whatever it was in the 1927 Yankees lineup, all signed a ball with Murderer's Row and, you know, Gehrig. And the boys are like, that's not a fair trade. He's like, yeah, you come once a week and talk baseball. I love that. Mm-hmm. You come once a week, talk baseball with me. He's a blind man living in a house by himself, very old. He's got nothing.
Yeah.
You come talk baseball with me, we got a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
And that's worth more to him than the ball.
Yeah. But I love the picture reveal. And it's actually a picture of Jimmy Fox with Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth.
So you know the picture.
Yes, I know the picture. Mm-hmm. But they imposed James Earl Jones' head onto Jimmy Fox's body. They kind of just show that picture, and it's like, that was cool. Great, great scene. But then they finish the movie with my favorite thing in these type of movies.
Oh, where they say what happened to everybody?
The wrap-up.
Yeah.
Stand By Me, I haven't seen in years. In years. So I can't tell you a lot of the movie. Last time I saw it was in college, and I borrowed your VHS tape.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I always remember was Richard Dreyfuss talking at the end of the movie about what happened. And I think it was River Phoenix. But his character ended up dying in a bar fight. And that just stuck with me. I love the wrap-up. And this movie has the wrap-up. Benny has gone on to play in the majors. And Smalls is a baseball... looks like a baseball reporter or a baseball announcer.
Yeah, it looks like he's an announcer. Looks like he stays in that booth.
It's a cool ending.
Mm-hmm.
They wrap it up. You learn what everyone's doing.
Right.
You learn that Timmy and Tommy are working together. Successful businessmen together.
Wendy and Squint are married.
They bought the drugstore. Right. All right. Babe, would you like to go first?
I don't care. Do you want me to go?
I'll go first.
Okay.
There's no doubt I'm going to rewind this movie. I thoroughly enjoy this movie. It was funny. It was surprisingly, like, way better than I thought it would be. It's a sports movie. It's got kind of, I'm going to say, realism to it, where the kids actually do know how to play baseball, and it's played on a sandlot. Like, the story is my father would probably have been a little bit older than these guys in '62, But Dad told those stories where they'd meet at the Sandlot and play baseball for hours, and just anyone could show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I thought that was pretty realistic and pretty cool. And I, again, I love that you can see this movie from what a child saw at that time, and it's an adult reflecting back on that.
Yeah.
It just opens the story up so it can be more fantastical and just silly. And this movie, I think, is definitely in my top five baseball movies all the time.
Hmm.
Probably not quite top three, but close. I love the movie.
Very cool.
So it is a definite
rewind. You should give a shout out to the guys from Screen Addicts.
Yeah, Screen Addicts, really. Trust me, guys, I actually been thinking about y'all every time we talk about movies, and was like, we're going to wait till baseball season. After we did the baseball countdown together on y'all's podcast, I was so excited to do this. Yeah. So this is definite shout out to Screen Addicts.
Yeah.
Great guys. Check them out.
Great show. Okay, so here I go. I'm going to say I really enjoyed the movie. I figured I would. I remembered liking it, and I like those storytelling type movies, because I feel like I've been told a story. I feel like I, you know, was part of that guy's summer. I don't know. A lot of times, and I like sports movies too. So I thought it was told well. I thought the acting was good, and it was very entertaining. We watched it early on Saturday morning, and it was a good way to start the day. So with that being said, I will also give it a rewind, and also thank our friends, Screen Addicts, as well. And we'll high five. Oh, look.
You're not killing me, Lex.
Check it out. All right. Double rewind. If you want to, drop us an email. You can rewind it at gmail.com. If you want to go on social media and follow our Facebook page, you can rewind it. Twitter, you can rewind it. Instagram, you can rewind it. All right. This has been another episode of You Can Rewind It with Alexa and Brock. And remember, just because you can rewind it doesn't mean you should.
Thanks for listening. Hey, I'm going to go down to the pawn shop, see what I can get for that Babe Loffenberger ball.
Yeah,
I'm ready to retire.
You ready to retire with it?
Yeah.
You said earlier it was worth less.
I'll probably get charged a disposal fee.
You can rewind it. You can rewind it. Rewind. Rewind. You can rewind it.